I'm no supermodel. In fact, obesity, hair loss, anxiety, and Alzheimer's disease run in my family. Not a pretty genetic picture for middle age and later life. My mother ate sparingly while pregnant with me, as was the fashion in 1967, an era of Twiggy and miniskirts. Mom's diet turned on my famine genes while my chromosomes were being knit in her womb, meaning that I've had a lifelong struggle with blood sugar problems and rapid weight gain. A lot more on these topics later. I've grown up idolizing actresses such as Katharine Hepburn, Sigourney Weaver, Diane Keaton, and Julia Roberts. They were slim and tall, but I was pudgy and short. Now, when I start to wonder why it's so freaking hard to stay mentally and physically fit at 50, I remind myself that my genes program me to be a 200-pound anxious diabetic with thinning hair. All things considered, maybe I'm not doing so badly. Think about Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lopez, Julianne Moore, Gisele Bündchen, and Helen Mirren. It's easy to believe they won the genetic lottery. Perhaps they hail from a long line of superwomen with flawless skin, flat bellies, perfectly balanced hormones, and fast metabolisms. It's their job to look amazing, and they are extremely motivated to look good as long as possible as they age. They're taught abdominals and gravity-defying posteriors, Grace billboards, Victoria's Secret catalogs, and Sports Illustrated covers. They have proportionally similar metrics. Gisele Bündchen, the world's highest-paid model, is 5 feet 11 and weighs 126 pounds, and her bust-waist-hip measurements, in inches, are 35, 23, 35. Angelina Jolie is 5 feet 8, weighs 128 pounds, and measures 36, 27, 36. Their paychecks and magazine gigs depend on their enviable measurements. Even in her 60s, at 5 feet 4 and with 37, 27, 38 measurements, Helen Mirren rocked a coral bikini on a beach in Italy, looking better than me and most of my girlfriends. That's great for those women, but the rest of us flounder. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I was born to wrestle with my weight, skin, energy, and sex drive. In college, my weight ballooned. In medical school, my skin broke out and my adrenals broke down because of stress. I craved sugar and carbs and rarely ate vegetables. I drank gallons of coffee, hardly slept for a decade, and bought fat jeans. Then I had two kids. Need I go on? Maybe you've been told that your muffin top or memory problems aren't your fault. They are simply programmed by your genes. It doesn't seem fair. When I was in my 40s, my battle only seemed to get harder as I navigated the challenges of crazy work hours, perimenopause, grief, breast lumps, aging parents, tight clothes, travel, and stress. Eventually, I learned that there's a spiritual lesson in my battle with age and that my mess is my message. The female body is magnificent, but it doesn't come with a lifetime warranty or an owner's manual. You're the result of millions of years of evolution, but many of the adaptations that helped your ancestors survive are now making you fat and wrinkly and are no longer needed. But your genetic code, the DNA sequence that is the biochemical basis of heredity in all living organisms, is only a part of the story. Your DNA is a unique, one-of-a-kind blueprint that is specific to you. Even if you haven't been dealt platinum genes, you can still look great and age more slowly. The fact is that scientists have found new ways for us to take control of our genes. For example, the naughty aging genes usually associated with fat and wrinkles can be altered with diet, exercise, and other lifestyle choices. Simply put, by turning your good genes on and your bad genes off, you can actually prevent aging, no matter how old you are.